Democrats, media hype Trump as a convicted felon. By Hannah Knudsen on May 30, 2024. Democrats and the leftist media are now hyping former President Donald Trump as a convicted felon following a Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts in his business records trial. It did not take long for the anti-Trump world to run off with a guilty verdict, framing Trump as a convicted felon. That coincides with reports of the Biden-Harris HQ celebrating the verdict. The New York Times editorial board released an op-ed with the title, "Donald Trump, Felon," beginning it this way. In a humble courtroom in Lower Manhattan on Thursday, a former president and current Republican standard-bearer was convicted of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. The jury's decision, and the facts presented at the trial, offer yet another reminder, perhaps the starkest to date, of the many reasons Donald Trump is unfit for office. The AP put it this way in a post on the platform X. Donald Trump became the first former president to be convicted of felony crimes Thursday as a New York jury found him guilty of falsifying business records in a scheme to illegally influence the 2016 election through hush money payments to a porn actor who said the two had sex. Breaking: Donald Trump is now a convicted felon. Rolling Stone, the same Rolling Stone that once featured the Boston bomber on its cover, wrote. CNN's Jake Tapper said on air, "The former president of the United States is now a convicted felon." First, a court found Donald Trump to be a sexual abuser. He was then found to be a fraudulent business owner. Now Donald J. Trump is a convicted felon, Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, said. All are an affirmation of the rule of law. And Trump's unfitness for office. Donald Trump is a racist, a homophobe, a grifter, and a threat to this country. He can now add one more title to his list, a felon. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., asserted as others followed suit. Following the verdict, Trump warned that the real verdict is going to be November 5 by the people. This was done by the Biden administration in order to hurt an opponent, a political opponent, and I think it's just a disgrace, Trump said, explaining that it was a rigged decision right from day one, with a conflicted judge who should have never been allowed to try this case, never. We'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end, and we'll win because our country's gone to hell, he continued. We're a nation in decline, serious decline, Trump added. Millions and millions of people pouring into our country right now from prisons and from mental institutions. Terrorists, and they're taking over our country. We have a country that's in big trouble. Watch, Donald Trump speaks after convicted on all 34 counts, this is far from over. This story is developing. Follow Breitbart News' LiveWire here.